Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today's episode is titled, Aim Small to Sell Big. We're going to use some famous quotes to sell your biggest prospects. So let me start by throwing a few quotes at you, and then we'll try to make sense of their conflicting message. The first one is, think big to be big. Used to be a famous quote from Herb Tarlick, who was a salesy sales guy from WKRP in Cincinnati, a TV show in the 70s. It's also often quoted by many salespeople when they're trying to convince their sales manager of something like reducing a price or approving an expense account or doing something to try to sell a big customer. Second quote is, aim small to miss small. Well, this was made famous by the Mel Gibson character in the movie Patriot. And he was teaching his kids how to shoot at enemy soldiers. And we'll bring that quote into context here in a minute. But the third quote is, I'm not good at calling on large customers. They intimidate me. And I would tell you that I hear this frequently when I start my sales training or I start a sales coaching with someone. And we start talking about what are your strengths and what are your weaker areas. And some of the weaker areas that oftentimes is calling on the large account. And this just intimidates them because they're a large account. Well, it's the last quote that ties into the first two quotes. Too often I find salespeople are fearful of that large account in their market. They feel inadequate about calling on these large accounts due to several reasons. Here are some quotes that they might say to me. What if I'm bothering them too much? What if I don't know what, I don't want to go there until I am more technically sound in my product line? Or how could I possibly tell them how to farm or manufacture or sell ag product? After all, they know more than we do. Here's another one. Even if I was able to sell them, we might not be able to produce enough to keep them in product or serve their entire needs. Well, let me give you a few of my own quotes and views on this situation to help you gain some perspective. First of all, never, and I mean never, in nearly 30 years of working with customers, have I ever been involved in a large account switching all of their business over to me or my company in one move. Never. I'm not intimidated by large accounts, but I would be fearful and feel reckless at switching a large account in one sale or one major move. There's a lot at risk. You are matching your business model into a large-scale customer's operational system. Let me say that again. You are matching your business model into a large-scale customer's operational system. Going too fast can actually be more detrimental than going too slow. Selling the largest accounts is a marathon. No, more than that. It's an Ironman, which, of course, I'm dropping the hint that I recently did one of those. So with all of these quotes and views, I want to emphasize the care that you should take when selling a large account. Typically, they have a large operating system around your product line. They have been getting by without you for a long time. So trying to go in and shoot for the stars by switching all of their current business to you might be the worst thing you can aim for. First, it's riskier than selling a little piece of the business to them. If the buyer is smart, they're going to feel the risk and delay buying from you versus if you had gone in after a small part of the business and worked from there. Pick your strongest product line or uncover that largest account's greatest need. So pick one of your strong product lines or your services, uncover the large account's greatest need for improvement in their business. Now, if those two things are the same, you really found something. You're in a great spot. Your strength area matching up to their biggest need equals an easy first success. I like to call this getting a toehold. It's working on work on being the best at that toehold product or service. Make it easy for the many people in the prospect's business that have to work with you as a vendor. Don't be difficult. Don't try to go for more than what you've earned. Go for that toehold, be good at it, and earn the right to ask for more business. Now you and your prospect can feel confident in awarding you more of their business. Whether salespeople will admit it or not, we get intimidated by the large accounts. We are worried that a large account is so busy that we would be interrupting them, we would appear salesy, and they maybe wouldn't even take our appointment. Maybe. However, I would suggest this. My guess is that the prospect got big by listening, learning, and considering different avenues of operating their business. Our job as salespeople is to find out how to either bring something new and of interest to this person or learn about how we can match up their system with ours. Oftentimes, the large accounts aren't necessarily looking for the extremely scientific or most technical cutting edge. I think they call that the early adopter kind of stuff. Their challenge might be more logistical than technical. They worry about running out of inventory or not being able to keep up during their busy times around planting, harvest, or holiday production times, or whatever the case. These are areas that you can learn about and provide potential solutions without being the greatest animal or crop nutritionist. You just have to be good at digging in and finding solutions that are needed. Well, what do you look for? First of all, look beyond the immediate product and service you provide. Many salespeople will come down the pipe that want to sell them a product or service similar to yours. Some great areas for you to look at and dig into and consider are ordering process, lead times, freight to them, freight to their customers if they resell, warehousing, inventory management, further services to their customers, and maybe even joining forces with one of their other vendors. These are things that are outside the realm of just selling them a product that maybe in this large account are more important. The list goes on and on of non-technical areas that large accounts have more or different requirements for them. They're going to love the fact that you recognize that they are special or different or big and you came in. So here's one last critical component of selling a large account. Many of them are very proud of their status of being large. Not all, but many are. They oftentimes have fully functioning websites. They publish to multiple social media outlets. They put out press releases. They have advertisements in paper and print and TV, and they have newsletters, etc. Please don't embarrass yourself by going in to sell this account without doing your homework. Educating their vendors on who they are is probably one of the lowest priorities for a large account. Educating vendors on how to do business with them is different than educating a vendor on who they are. So go do your homework before calling on them. With social media, it's never been any easier than it is today. Along with the obvious of searching the company postings on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and their own company website, look just a little further. Where has the owner, the CEO, or the VP of sales spoken recently? What were their topics and their views on those topics? What associations do they belong to? And what are the goals, views, and struggles of that association? You know, armed with all of this background info from doing your homework and the knowledge you have of your products, services, and industry, you should be confident enough to at least turn down the driveway of that megalopolis Walmart-sized dairy, beef, row crop producer, or agribusiness and start a conversation to establish a toehold. Remember, it only takes a few seconds of confidence to turn the steering wheel. That's the hard part. Once you do that, you'll be fine. Don't wait to be smarter, faster, cheaper, or anything else. That day may never come. So you're ready right now. Turn the steering wheel. Lastly, you might say, how do I start the conversation with this account? What do I say? If that's the case, please call me and we'll discuss some coaching options to help you. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.